Garcia. Thank you so much for tuning in to Training Mom's Best Friend today. We're talking today about training your dog 101. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. As a dog owner, training your furry friend can be one of the most rewarding experiences you can have. Not only does training strengthen the bond between you and your dog, but it also helps to prevent unwanted behaviors and can improve their overall quality of life. In this podcast, we will cover the basics of dog training, including different training methods, how to set achievable goals, and tips for success. First, let's talk about the different types of training methods available. One popular method is positive reinforcement, which involves rewarding your dog for exhibiting good behavior. This can be anything from verbal praise to treats. Another method is clicker training, which involves using a clicker to signal to your dog that they have done something correctly, followed by a reward. Negative reinforcement, such as using a shock collar, is not recommended for dog training, as it can cause fear and anxiety in your dog.
When it comes to setting achievable goals for your dog, it's important to start small and work your way up. For example, if you want to teach your dog to sit on command, start by getting them to sit for a few seconds at a time and gradually increase the duration. Break down larger goals into smaller, achievable steps to ensure success and maintain your dog's motivation.
Now, let's discuss some tips for success in dog training. One important tip is to be consistent. Dogs thrive on routine and predictability, so be sure to use the same commands and techniques every time you train. It's also important to use positive reinforcement consistently, to reinforce good behavior and prevent unwanted behaviors from developing. Another crucial tip is to keep training sessions short and sweet, especially for younger dogs. Training sessions that are too long can lead to frustration and fatigue, which can create a negative experience for your dog. Aim for sessions that last no longer than 10 to 15 minutes, and gradually increase the duration as your dog gets older and more comfortable with the training process.
Finally, make sure to include plenty of praise and affection in your training sessions. Dogs thrive on positive attention from their owners, so be sure to shower them with love and praise when they do something right. This will not only reinforce good behavior, but also strengthen the bond between you and your furry friend.
In conclusion, training your dog can be a fun and rewarding experience for both you and your furry friend. Remember to use positive reinforcement, set achievable goals, and be consistent in your training. With patience and dedication, you can teach your dog a variety of commands and behaviors, and improve their overall quality of life. Happy training!
This was Training Your Dog 101, by Training Mont's Best Friend, and this was episode number 1. My name is Sophia Fletcher, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.